Money to keep the government going does not have more money to research anti-COVID medicines. I'm David Brancaccio. The House of Representatives has passed a bill to pay for the federal government for the rest of the year. It also has billions of dollars for Ukraine, but there is no additional money to help treat COVID. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the latest.
The House approved a $1.5 trillion funding bill to keep the government running through the end of its fiscal year in September. It also okayed more than $13 billion in aid for Ukraine. About half the money is for military assistance, with the rest going to humanitarian aid for refugees and those still in Ukraine. The bill now goes to the Senate. It does not contain any money for the fight against COVID. Democrats had wanted more than $15 billion to buy vaccines, antivirals, and other drugs. There was also money for testing. But Republicans insisted on using money already allocated to the states for COVID that hasn't been spent yet. That caused a backlash among Democrats who said states are counting on that money. Eventually, the COVID provision was dropped from the funding bill. The House will now try to pass a separate COVID measure. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Crude oil is cheaper now than at this time yesterday. Crude is at $109 a barrel in New York. A year ago, it was $66. Now, you pay retail, not wholesale. And the site Gas Buddy says it's now up to $4.32 a gallon on average nationwide. Your price may vary, especially in California. Now, small businesses are feeling the pinch as well with this. Marketplace's Justin Ho checked in with them.
Early in the pandemic, Ginny Nisgoda added a new line of business to her catering company and food market called Alfresco. She started delivering charcuterie boards to people's homes.
That was a huge segment of our business that we've fortunately been able to grow in the last couple years.
In the San Diego area, where Nisgoda's business is based, gas prices have gone up 70 cents per gallon over the past week. So on Tuesday, she hiked her delivery fee by 60% from $25 to $40.
You know, when you're paying almost $6 a gallon, I think I saw yesterday, and it keeps rising daily. We want to make sure that we're kind of preparing for the weeks coming as well, because we don't know, you know, is it going to keep rising at that rate?
Nisgoda isn't sure how customers will react, and she's wondering whether she wants to deliver if she has to charge that much.
So maybe at this point, it's something where we start to shift more to having our clients come pick them up at the shop.
Near San Francisco, equipment supplier TMB Baking is rethinking its vehicle fleet. Greg Warwick is the CEO.
We're donating a pickup truck that we had, and we're also eliminating one van of our van fleet that's not as fuel efficient.
The company does a lot of site visits to inspect equipment.
Our installation manager was going to a bakery this morning to evaluate an oven. Then we asked him to take the Prius.
Even businesses that don't own their own vehicles are feeling the pinch. Catherine Reynolds handles imports and deliveries for Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina. This week, she says her shipping company started adding new fuel surcharges.
And those are averaging between like $1.50, $2.50 per shipment per box. So it sounds small, but it adds up, especially when we have to pass those costs on to our clients.
And Reynolds says she's expecting her delivery fees to rise even more, given the continued shortage of drivers, congested ports, and problems sourcing raw materials. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
When you buy a gallon of gas, 18.3 cents a gallon goes to your U.S. national treasury, wherever you live. Now, given spiking gas prices, some lawmakers are pushing to suspend the federal gas tax. First time that's happened since 1993, if it happens. Marketplace's Matt Levin was on with my colleague Kai last evening, suggesting this savings of about $3 per fill-up may not help household budgets much, but it would take a big bite out of money for upgrading infrastructure. Listen later for the half hour of Marketplace on many public radio stations or from marketplace.org. After the strong day for stocks on Wednesday with the NASDAQ rising 3.6%, the biggest one-day jump since June of 2020, things are down this morning. The key stock index in Germany is down 2.4%. London is down 1.2%. Here, Dow and S&P futures are down 0.8%. NASDAQ futures are down 1.1%. Back to the new federal spending package that we led with. As Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, short-term funding creates uncertainty for many vital programs that serve, for instance, Native people.
Dee Sabatis served as health director for the Passamaquoddy tribe at Indian Township during the last government shutdown.
Unfortunately, during that time, it had to reduce the care services that we were providing as well as staff.
That's because the Indian Health Service, which serves 2.5 million Native people, has to have its budgets approved by Congress every year. Liz Malerba with United South and Eastern Tribes says the agency should get advance appropriations, which provide a bridge for vital programs between budgets.
It would provide a level of certainty and stability in funding that we do not have yet.
Despite a request from President Biden, advance funding for the IHS didn't make it into the spending package. Meredith Raimondi is with the National Council of Urban Indian Health.
This was very disappointing, and really it remains unclear as to what the sticking point is.
Raimondi says the IHS budget should be insulated from political impasses. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.
Consumer inflation in the U.S. likely set another 40-year high in February, and it won't even reflect the oil and gas spikes of just the past week, which will likely catapult prices even higher. Energy prices, which soared after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, jumped again this week, as we've been reporting, after the administration said it would bar oil imports from Russia, which represents about 3% of U.S. oil imports. A report from the government later this morning is expected to show that consumer inflation leapt 7.9% in February compared with 12 months earlier. That would be the biggest increase since early 1982. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.